What you're about to hear are real crime cases. Listen carefully. You may be able to help solve a crime and collect a reward for your information. I'm Darian. I'll bring you the next case right after this.
Many of your customers come in once and then never again. That's why we built Lockbox. Our software platform sends newsletters, coupons, and buy now offers to bring your customers back in the door over and over. Call us today at 888-984-7545 to learn how and mention Lockbox Lift to claim 10% off your first year of service. Again, that's 888-984-7545 or visit us at www.lockbox.com. That's LOCBOX.com.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
On January 17th, 2013, the family of 70-year-old Nathan Mitchell requested officers do a welfare check of his home in Glenwood, Michigan. A retired Ford Motor Company worker and Vietnam veteran, Nathan Mitchell was divorced and lived alone. He was the father of 2 sons, Frank and Joe, the latter murdered several years ago in Detroit, and also had 3 grandchildren. The officers found Nathan Mitchell dead in his living room. He was stabbed to death. Due to the ongoing investigation, information about the case is still not being released. Nathan's brother William said that his brother often carried large amounts of cash and that Nathan would also invite people into his home. There is a $2,500 reward for any information. Anyone who has information regarding this crime should call Crime Stoppers of Michigan at 1-800-SPEAK-UP or contact me at my website, realcrimecases.com.